And I'm joined now on the political front. It's a look at our local political news from Concord with NHBR's Josh Rogers. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, the legislature starts hearing bills this week. We have a bipartisan agreement that 2013 is not to be the year to try for a school funding constitutional amendment and partisan discord on a major policy question in Concord. Should the state expand Medicaid under so-called Obamacare?
Well, let's start with the last, Rick. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in June that the federal government couldn't force states to expand Medicaid programs. Expansions have to be optional. The state's hired a consulting firm, the Lewin Group, to weigh the pros and cons of that expansion. On Friday, Lewin released part two of a report that said a great deal on the topic. It said expanding Medicaid would insure about 20,000 more people by 2020 than if the state doesn't expand. The report predicts expansion would create about 1,700 jobs. It also says New Hampshire hospitals will earn about $45 million less between 2014 and 2020 if Medicaid is expanded than if it isn't. You know, that's what we learned Friday. Lewin had earlier laid out its bottom line numbers that expanding Medicaid would cost state taxpayers $85 million between now and 2020. And during that same period, the state would receive about $2.5 billion in federal money due to the expansion.
How compelling is that argument, that last bit that, you know, spend $85 million, get the $2.5 billion?
Well, to Democrats around the state house from Governor Maggie Hassan on down, let's say it's persuasive. For Republicans, they remain skeptical. They point out there are a lot of unknowns, and they stress that the law, you know, does say that the federal government will pay 100% of the costs of the newly covered under the expansion until 2016. That then drops to 90% after that, and after 2020, nobody knows. And so Republicans and in the House and Senate leadership ranks appear to be of one mind on this, say that affording this may be tough. So this will be a, you know, big and potentially long debate, but it's hard to see this some form of expansion not happening.
As we alluded to at the top, you know, one thing that won't be clogging the hearing rooms at the Capitol this year is school funding and that constitutional amendment that always seems to be coming up. Backers, well, they're basically saying, you know, wait till next time.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. You may recall, Rick, before Christmas, State Senator Nancy Stiles, a Republican, and Representative Gary Richardson, a Democrat, announced that they were going to work with Governor Hassan on a school funding amendment. As that was articulated at the time, this constitutional tweak would make it easier to target school aid but still require the state to fund the full costs of adequacy for every child in the aggregate. Governor Hassan basically pulled the plug on this effort for now, and probably wisely. Nobody I've talked to saw much of a chance for this thing in the New Hampshire House at present, and it's true that since the earliest any amendment could get to voters, if it did win the supermajorities it would need to get there, would be 2016 anyway. There's no time lost by holding off for the moment.
Yeah, okay, so lawmakers did begin hearing some bills this week in the new legislature. Anything of particular note?
Well, nothing too big on the horizon for this week. The House takes up a bill to reinstate straight ticket voting, which was repealed under Democrats in 2007. That will be heard tomorrow in the House. Later tomorrow, there's going to be a hearing on a proposal to grant civil and criminal immunity to people who call 911 in drug or alcohol-related emergencies. As drafted, that immunity would also extend to people who are the subject of such calls. That's an interesting proposal. Later this week, on Thursday, there'll be a bill to broaden parents' power to remove their children from a particular unit of health or sex ed classes. Right now, they need to cite a religious objection to do that. This bill would simply allow parents to do so at their discretion.
All right. Thanks, Josh. We'll talk more about it next week.
You're welcome, Rick.
That's NHBR's senior political reporter, Josh Rogers. He joins me each Monday morning at this time for The Political Front. It's a look at political news in action at the State House.